This may seem like a strange request because I've never done it like this before, but there was a high school male that actually said that they left their wallet on a 75 going southbound to Milwaukee, and he said it was probably between 9:15 to 9:30 going south there at, 40, where Sandy crosses 42nd where the 75 goes south. I can give you his name if you want me to spell it, and it's a black leather wallet, and he goes to Roosevelt High School. It said he had a school ID in it.
Yeah, I don't want any names over the air because this is an open channel, so everyone in the public can hear it. Are they still on your bus?
No, he got off at 5th and Hall.
Okay, did you give them the customer service number?
No, I didn't, but he said he was going to go back that way about 2 o'clock. Be around the area where he got off, you know, when he got on the other 75 about 2 o'clock. So I don't know if that bus is still going to be around there about that time or what. I've got a phone number for him, but I don't know if that works. Like I said, you don't want to give any information over the phone.
Yeah, and we've had zero reports of it. So best thing to do when this happens, if they're going to stay on your bus for a while, you know, you can give us a call. We can send out a message. But if they're not on your bus and, you know, they got things to do today, best case scenario is for you to give them the lost and found number, that 238 ride, and they can make contact with them when they open again on Monday. But we've had zero reports of a lost wallet on a 75 so far, so.
Yeah, it may still be going south. I'm not for sure. Like I said, it was 9:30. I mean, that's almost an hour ago, so I don't know if it's made it all the way to Milwaukee or not.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your day and be safe out there at 1021.